Sport.
The Slovaks sent their under 20 ice hockey players off to this year's World Junior Championships with high expectations. The tournament is taking place in Toronto and Montreal in Canada, the same venue as 2 years ago, when the young Slovak underdogs earned bronze medals.
Of course, this year's team is different from the one that played 2 years ago. No more than two or three players remember the medal-winning atmosphere from back then.
So says Robert Švehla, general manager of the Slovak under 20 team. I spoke to him in Toronto during the team's training session before one of the round robin matches. We discussed the tough competition as well as the hockey atmosphere in Canada.
They have faced strong teams in the group and they might not be quite used to the atmosphere of a full stadium, especially when they played against the young Canadians. But look, it's the World Championships. The boys have to learn to cope with such things. If they ever want to make it big, they will have to face the pressure of a full stadium.
In the end, the young Slovaks managed to advance to the playoff stage of the tournament by defeating Latvia. In the quarterfinals, they met with Sweden, a team that turned out to be too big of an obstacle. In the Monday match, Sweden beat Slovakia 8-3. Since Robert Švehla has been working with the Slovak juniors for some time now, would he say the quality of junior ice hockey is moving anywhere?
Well, I wouldn't say Slovak junior ice hockey is moving forward, especially not as we can see it moving forward in Canada or in the United States or even Finland. We know these countries invest much more resources into their youth programs, as well as the amount of time spent working with the young boys. Unfortunately, this is not the case in Slovakia, and we can see the results at the World Championship today. But of course, there are better years as well as worse years.
In the year 2007, the Slovak Ice Hockey Federation founded a team for Slovak juniors that they called the Orange 20, which plays matches against the teams in the top Slovak hockey league, Extraliga. It is definitely a unique project, but it doesn't seem to be enough to build a team that can compete with bigger ice hockey nations with a much larger grassroots base.
The Orange 20 team doesn't work with many of the good players who are playing in junior leagues all over the world. Perhaps only half of the national team is made up of players from this project. Can we do any better within this project? Of course we could, but the problem is wider. It's the lack of finances in Slovak sport in general.
Concludes Robert Švehla, adding that there is some future for the young Slovak players, but they have to fight for it much harder than the others.
Yes, that's how I would put it.